Allow me to once again reiterate South Africa's commitment to the full and effective implementation of the Convention on Cluster Munitions, and the country continues to attach great importance to the Convention. The Republic of South Africa signed the Convention on Cluster Munitions on 3 December 2008 and became its 92nd state party on 1 November 2015. The Convention provides that the destruction of the stockpile of prohibited cluster munitions must take place within a specified 8-year period time frame. Accordingly, South Africa's cluster munition stockpile destruction deadline, as set forth in Article 3 of the Convention, was the 1st of November 2023. Madam President, the National Implementing Authority of the Convention is the Department of Defense, and has been very committed to and has been actively involved in ensuring the country's implementation of the Convention. South Africa worked tirelessly towards meeting the specified time frame, and my delegation is glad to announce that we were able to complete the destruction of all cluster munitions within the set time frames. Madam President, we are all aware that the implementation of such important projects doesn't always go according to plan. And for South Africa, the planned disposal of the stockpile of cluster munitions were impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic and other factors, which required the reallocation of priorities and financial resources to humanitarian aid, which resulted in delays in the commencement of the destruction plan. Mindful of the deadline of 1 November 2023, we had to refocus all attention and resources on the destruction process, and the project was conducted from March to September 2023. The project included the following activities during the time frame. That is, tests were conducted during March and April 2023 to determine the most effective means of cluster munition disposal by means of destruction. During March 2023, the South African National Defence Force issued instructions for the destruction of the complete stockpile of cluster munitions. A coordinating officer was appointed to manage the disposal process. Resources, including financial, human, and other resources, were made available for the execution of the destruction. And a rigorous process was undermined, ensuring all cluster munitions were disposed of by 7 September 2023. During this period, other factors had to be taken into account, including to accommodate for poor weather and other environmental conditions, which fortunately were favorable and allowed the process to be undertaken without any hindrances. Madam President, I am pleased to announce that the destruction of the final batch of prohibited cluster munitions was undertaken on 1 August 2023 and has been completely destroyed as of 7 September 2023, as ahead of the set deadline of 1 November 2023. This is a demonstration of South Africa's unwavering commitment to fulfilling its international obligations. As a result of efforts undertaken since its initial transparency report, South Africa declares that it has fulfilled its obligations under Article 3 of the Convention by having destroyed all cluster munition stockpiles and determined that there are no longer any stockpiles under its jurisdiction or control. Madam President, the successful destruction of cluster munitions is a clear demonstration of my country's resolute to fulfill and implement the objectives and principles of the Convention, which aims to attain a world free of casualties, suffering, and socio-economic impacts by prohibiting the use, stockpiling, and transfer of cluster munitions. In conclusion, I wish to take this opportunity to reassure the meeting of state parties of South Africa's unwavering commitment to fulfill its obligations under this Convention. I thank you.